Pichu here. I start the day of a shadow routine push to the max. Drinking kale and considering walking into town, this Pokemon puts on diapers and rushes into sight making. The other day I was actually walking around with a real life friend who wears diapers as well. The furry fandom is a very interesting place, and in the words of my friend, we are littles. I am enjoying working on my batch scripting tools, and the tool I'd made for making trading cards of my D&D characters is quite interesting, to the point I had a dream last night about working on it. I strive to be the biggest sissy person in anything I go to do. In any given selection I go for what is considered to be very most sissified out of the whole genre, so and such of course, I am a fairy dragonette other kin. It is very refreshing to drink my kale sitting here at my computer, as the crown of GD flies in circles as I am feeling like some dork cracky teen with emo hair. This is the future, or at very least what is particularly silly about the future. It is sorta like saying of course the silliest side of society would be a nudge closer and more accurately embodying what the future holds. With preschoolian nature, humor, curiosity, and modesty, we psychonaut ourselves into the research and development of Superior and Swam. As the crown of GD flies around in circles and I wrap my prehensile fairy dragonette tail around my chair, I find myself getting immersed into the world of stuffed animals and as well fantasy worlds of Whimsy's House and other preschooly shows I watch. The weight of the fairy dragon is a taoism marked in preschooly absurdity. Yet as glide through the mazes of deceptions as the world darkens, we take to the stage of worldwide internet to uplift our peers like a herd of cows spreading the power of milk-based products. My heart surely does ride with the furry phantom, and already we make conquest fighting the battle of the inner world.
Listen to your heart. There's nothing else.